Okay, I got something fun for you guys. If you want Tiger Talk, we did it at 2. You want Lions, we did it at 3. And we'll get back into those things. But I want to have some fun. So one of the things I always marvel at, Big Ten media days, is the contracts of college football coaches. They don't make a whole hell of a lot of sense in that they are so overcomplicated. You coach football, here's your salary. And then here's what you get from your apparel deal. End.
Right.
Hey, you want to throw a bonus in for a national championship? I'm cool with that, right? But generally speaking, if you win, they redo these deals on the fly, right?
Right.
There'll be a buyout clause in there somewhere. What I have for you, Fox did this, and I thought it was really interesting. And everybody can participate. You, okay. Kenny, David, the listeners, I just want you to enjoy the folly. I'm going to bring up some coaches, and I'm going to give you some of the craziest things that are in their contracts. And I mean, Rico, when we, it's so stupid. So let's start out with our man. It's only right we start out with our guy, Scott Frost. Okay?
Okay.
And I mean, this is a thing. So okay. Scott Frost contract. He has $25,000 bonuses if his team is top 20 in specific stat categories. Now, I'm not going to be flippant about this, but when a guy like Scott Frost is making $4, 5, 6 million, is the $25,000 bonus really necessary? So automatically on surface, I go, all right, what the hell are we doing here? Let me just pull this up. I apologize to everybody. Dealing with a little computing issue. All right. So it is a top 25 finish in the following categories. Explosive run plays. Explosive pass plays. Offensive yards per play. Longest percentage of explosive run plays. Lowest percentage of explosive passing plays. Lowest yards per play allowed. Scoring offense, scoring defense. How do you even get into a negotiation and it goes to this granular level?
Your athletic director is Michael Valenti, and you tell your coach, I want to see the touchdown play.
Okay, noted.
So guess what, Scott Frost, run the touchdown play, and you get bonuses. Entertain me.
Okay, here we go. This is – do you know who Tim Albin is?
No.
He took over for the shirtless wonder known as Biff Pogan.
Okay.
At Charlotte.
Okay.
Tim Albin's contract includes a classroom incentive. He will earn $25,000 for a multi-year APR of 960 or higher. APR is the kids go to school.
Right. They go to school, they graduate, they get good grades.
In 2025, why does anyone care? They're not even students anymore.
I know, but that sounds like something the school wants.
That's a president thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the school right there. Oh, and by the way, they're going to class.
Yeah, Biff Pogi must have been sending no one to class.
Correct.
He couldn't even get dressed. Do you think guys were going to class?
So, yeah.
All right, Brian Smith. Do you know who Brian Smith is?
No.
The new Central coach?
No, he's the new Ohio Bobcats coach.
Oh, wrong Max.
You're okay. Well, actually, Ohio's in talks with the Sun Belt, so there is that. This is a normal one. This one I can actually agree with. For Brian Smith, if he gets the Bobcats to 8 wins in the regular season, his contract is automatically extended by a year.
Okay, so simple, like a rolling contract.
Simple, clean, performance-based. It's not about percentage of explosive running plays under a full moon on a Tuesday night game.
But here's the thing. As far as that, the Scott Frost, all that's saying is, Mike, if you go to watch that team play, they're going to run up the score. They're going to do everything. They're going to excite their fans because it makes money.
Let me give you the most ridiculous one of the early list. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you know who's coaching Utah State? And this is not a, oh, I'm going to get Rico. No, this is actually a brand name who took this job.
Was it Hawaii's former coach?
No, but you're from the right conference.
So BYU's former coach then?
He did coach at BYU.
Okay. That's as close as I'm going
to get. Oh, okay then.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. Do you remember Bronco Mendenhall?
There we go.
Yeah.
He's now at Utah State.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Because he was at what?
He went to Virginia.
Virginia.
Which made no sense. It was like Jonathan Smith being hired at Michigan State. Uh-oh. Bronco Mendenhall has no ties over there. Whatever. So Bronco Mendenhall has a bonus in his contract that if Utah State, the mighty Aggies, beat either BYU or Utah, he gets paid X. What do you think he gets paid for a win over either of those teams?
20 grand?
Lower.
10 grand?
Lower.
Five? A ham sandwich.
A $5,000 bonus. If you're Utah State and Bronco Mendenhall beats either of those two titans in your state, bruh, you should hand them your university.
It will cost you more in fines when they level the goalposts.
What?
Correct.
So I'm going to say it again. How did the agent sit down and go, all right, listen, here,
guys. It's because Utah State.
Guys, here's the deal. I mean, if we can get a little $5,000 bonus, I think we can wrap this thing up.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
I can motivate them to go out there and beat these kids, but I need a little bit of, you know, put a little cheese on that Whopper.
Zach Kittley. Now, this is my guy. Okay. Zach Kittley is one of the offensive whiz kids from Western Kentucky. So Kittley is now coaching at Florida Atlantic. Okay. Kittley has the wildest. This is in low-level radio contracts. The school can reassign the head coach to another position in the university as long as it does not include manual labor.
So you're not fired.
They could make him the librarian.
So he can't become the janitor.
Right.
But you can become head of custodial engineering. You don't have to clean the bathroom, but you make the schedules.
If you're Kittley and your attorney reads that, you don't take the job. You go, you are a wholly unserious operation.
At that point, either you're desperate for that first job or you've been in a lot of trouble and that's all you can get.
Zach Kittley, beep, 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 parking attendant. So like, are you kidding me?
So you lose. You're not fired.
He can be reassigned.
But you have been reassigned. My coach's office key doesn't work. Go try down in the custodial.
I like the idea that he might have had to negotiate for, all right, I'll do whatever, just no manual labor.
No exactly. Manual, okay? No manual labor. Now, I've got a good one, and I think Michigan fans will enjoy this. Rich Rodriguez has resurfaced amongst respectable jobs. He actually did a decent job rebuilding Jacksonville State.
He did.
I digress. Rich Rod at West Virginia, as a part of his contract, Rich Rodriguez has a family membership to a golf club. Do you know what the clause is? Mind you, this is West Virginia. That is a big-time university.
That Rita can make her nacho dip?
No. He has to cover his own food and beverage.
So Rita is making the nacho dip.
How on earth do you negotiate a contract? And you go, listen, we're going to give you the golf club membership. You're on your own dime for the food and bev.
Oh, where you need a hot dog from? No. You're paying for that.
Put it on my tip. You don't have one. Are you kidding me? All right, let's go to Jason Eck, head coach at New Mexico, this poor bastard.
Showing up to the course with a McDonald's bag.
Yeah, Rita's packing his own lunch. He's over there. He's trying to fundraise with boosters. Hey, can we get some cocktails? Sorry, I don't get paid until Friday.
I bought a bottle of Jack. Here
got
you
some
go.
Cheez-Its for you.
Right. I got a bottle of Jack here. Just pour yourself.
Jason Eck, the head coach at New Mexico. He has an incentive in his deal directly tied to ticket sales. A climb of 15% earns $15,000. A climb of 25% earns $25,000. First of all, if you are responsible for a 25% ticket increase at New Mexico, you actually should be given the state of New Mexico.
You're not kidding.
25 grand?
Looks like him and Scott Frost should schedule each other.
Now, you mentioned Central's coach. I've got this one. Matt Drinkle. The provision says you can't have a scumbag Wolverine dressed up on your sidelines.
Come on.
I'm sorry. That was in the last guy's contract.
With or without spyglass.
Matt Drinkle. Get this. If he did not do a press conference on the 9th or 10th of the month he was hired, he was subject to a $500,000 fine to be paid to the university.
What?
So he got, what was he on vacation when they hired him?
Saying what?
I need you back from Hawaii. You got 9 days.
Here's the worst part. The fine would be more than his entire salary of $415,000.
Come on.
Wait, so why? They really wanted you to have this press conference.
You will be at that podium.
I got to get to it when I get to it. No. No, you'll be owing us.
Do it on the 11th. No.
Just wanted to throw that out there to you guys. These contracts are nuts.
No food and bev. Right. That's recruiting trip. No, we're just going to play some golf. We're going to eat later. I'm really hungry now. No.
No.
We're going to eat.